At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let me ask you this, Rob, and you know, a few years ago, a guy that many thought would be the future face of the league, Zion Williamson. And this year, he had a good year. He always plays well. I mean, there's never been a question of his ability. It's been a question of, is he going to play? Is he healthy? This year, he's been healthy. I'm going to shout out Zion for playing 70 games, Rob, average over 31 minutes a game. So I'm not trying to be funny, facetious, not making fun. I'm happy for him. And I don't want to say impressed, it's your job, but I'm happy for him, and he's a good player. He's a very good player. Has point guard skills. I'm not saying he's a true point, but he brings the ball up, runs their offense at times, and it's effective for them. But I want to throw this out at you, Rob, and get your opinion. Is this a big game for him tonight? Like, I mean, if he loses, is there damage done? And if he wins, you know, is this a big game? Is this a moment for him? Is this something where, you know, this could make or break him, at least for the time being?
No way, no how.
Wow.
And I say that, Chris, because I truly believe Zion Williamson's stardom, and Zion, you know, is already half-baked. And I believe...
What do you mean by half-baked?
I'll tell you this. I think Zion Williamson is NBA dead. I already think NBA dead.
You kill a lot of cats. First it was Kevin Durant, now it's Zion?
Yes, and I'm saying from this standpoint, Chris, from where he came from and the expectations, like there's a wet blanket over him. You talked about it already. He played well, but nobody talks about Zion. He's not in any conversation, Chris. Give me the topic that we talked about Zion this year. You know what? Zero. He's NBA dead. People don't care either way. If he wins, Chris, okay. If he loses, well, LeBron and AD were supposed to win. There's nothing there. There's no juice for Zion. I'm dead serious that he just doesn't register. Now, Chris, does that mean he can't vie for the MVP a couple years from now and the team turns around and they're
right,
at the top?
From the dead. Yeah.
Right. But I'm talking
about...
he's
only 23.
Right now, as far as moving the needle, people caring about a player and wondering what's going to happen. He's NBA dead. He just is. I don't think there's a pulse there with NBA fans for Zion anymore, Chris, because he's just been, overall, a major disappointment.
Amen.
Oh, my God. So, you believe?
You agree? Amen so much, I think you watched First Things First this afternoon, because that's exactly what I said.
I never miss First Things First.
That's exactly what I said, Rob. We've moved on, Zion.
We have.
You're no longer the new hotness. We moved on to Wimby and Chet and SGA and Ant-Man. And Rob, even Ja, his former AAU teammate, when he comes back, it some of it can be his fault. Obviously, anybody can get injured, but he hasn't been in shape. He hasn't worked the hardest on his body, his eating habits. Maybe the light has gone off, I should say. But right now, Rob, you are exactly right. Zion is just a guy. A good guy. He's you know, above average player.
Nobody's
sure.
saying he's a bum.
That borderline all-star, right. He's still a good player. But here's the truth, too. And if Zion wants to get to that next level, Rob, he should hear this. Take heed, Zion. You have got to, my man. I'm glad you played 70 games. You are a terror, a force of nature at the rim. Rob, the dude is phenomenal at the rim, and that's why when he's bringing the ball up court, he just drives in and scores. But he don't shoot threes. He don't shoot mid-range jumpers. You know where he's going, and that's one reason he's had problems with playing the Lakers, because LeBron's big enough that they put him in front of him. He's going to at least make it a little difficult for him to just go to the basket. And then when he gets to the rim, Anthony Davis is there. The Lakers pack the paint. And Zion has nothing right now but stuff at the rim. So, Zion, you got to work on – you should be a better rebounder. 5.5 rebounds a game. That's Steph Curry stuff.
He should walk into the arena with 5.5 rebounds, Chris.
Thank you. So, your rebounding has to improve. And you've got to work on your J, because as he's headed right now, and again, very good player, their best player. But Rob, once that athleticism starts to wane, he would be in trouble if he don't add some stuff to his game. Because it's predictable what he's doing with the rock. So I agree with you. We're on board on that one. But I like what you said at the end, because you're absolutely right. He could. He's only 23.
Yeah, no,
if he stays healthy
right.
and works hard and, you know, really, he still got plenty of time. And he could join that young crop of future stars. There's no – or current even stars. No doubt about it. But right now, he's off the radar as far as celebrities, superstars in the NBA.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app.
Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I went ahead and did what so many were afraid to do, which is vote Victor Wembanyama my defensive player of the year. And Rob, I mean, I get it that his team was bad. Okay, most rookies' teams are bad, or a lot of them. But I am not going to deny him what I think he clearly deserved, which was Defensive Player of the Year, because the team, his rookie year, was bad. Here's one of the things, Rob. When Wembanyama was off the court, the Spurs' defense was one of the worst in the league. Bottom 10. When he was on the court, their defense was darn near top five in the league. It was a 6-point improvement in their defensive rating. For comparison's sake, Rudy Gobert, who I had second, he's a 3-time defensive player of the year, probably will win, so soon to be four. And Anthony Davis, who I had third on my ballot. When Gobert is on the court defensively, there is a 0.7-point change in their defense. When Anthony Davis is on the court, there's a 0.3-point change. So Wimby is making a huge difference. Rob, he had eight games in which he blocked seven or more shots this year. The rest of the top five shot blockers in the league, Brooke Lopez, Chet Holmgren, Anthony Davis, Walker Kessler, they didn't even have that many seven block games. And not only did he lead the league in blocks, but he also was able to defend out on the perimeter, which is something Anthony Davis, and to an even far worse extent, Rudy Gobert cannot do. And so I think he deserved it. And so I feel I have no problems voting for him.
I have a problem, Chris Broussard.
because ratings-wise, Gobert had a better rating. And you could go ahead and talk about the difference between the 9-foot-tall Wemby being on the court and whether or not he changes everything in his block shots. But here's why I disqualify him. And it's not just the record, because I get it. No one was expecting them to make the playoffs or anything. But if he was really a defensive force, how in the world did the Spurs lose 18 games in a row? He 18 games, Chris, if you told me that he affected the game somehow and they won a couple of games that they shouldn't have won because he played this outstanding defense. How in the world could a player on a team that lost 18 games in a row with the defensive player of the year on it, how did they lose 18 games in a row? There's no way he could get my vote on that team. I'm sorry. And he didn't play one meaningful game other than his debut when their record was 0-0. That was the only game that mattered to the Spurs. But other than that, he was just out there playing. Let me go cheat here. It's not going to matter. It doesn't matter if we win any games because it's not about that.
Did you watch him? Was he cheating?
Yeah, I watched him. I'm just saying.
He wasn't cheating.
I'm giving
he
you
was playing legitimate
18
basketball.
Games in a row.
He wasn't out there just floating around. I'll explain to you. It's not just defense. You got to score, too. I don't care who the best defender ever. You got to score. I don't care how. You're not shutting anybody out. This isn't baseball.
You can pitch a shutout. Why not?
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. It's not baseball. You have to score points. That was earlier in the season. Obviously, he's still getting his feet wet. But still, 18 losses, 18 losses. But I'm talking about him. This is a team sport. And watching him defensively wreak havoc on the perimeter with his long arms and ability to slide and guard on the perimeter, block shots or make dudes not even take shots. Rob, when he was on the court,
sure didn't stop them from winning those teams, but
when
he was stopping
people
from taking
shots. When he was on the court,
but they still won the other team.
They did. When he was on the court, the Spurs, he blocked 10% of the opponent's shots. 10%! And he played over 2,000 minutes. My point is, if you don't play a lot, you might be able to do that because obviously, you know, the more you play, the less likely you are to block 10% of the shots. He's the second player since 1986 to do that. The first, Manute Bol. So I'm just saying, this dude did historical stuff. He had the highest combination of blocks and steals, the second highest of the century. Behind Ben Wallace, who was a four-time defensive player of the year.
I bet you Manute Bol's team didn't lose 18 in a row.
Actually, they probably did.
Without even looking it up. I guarantee you they ain't lose no 18 in a row.
So what if it had been 10 in a row, but the record was the same? That would have been better?
Yeah, 18 in a row is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It means he didn't have an impact on winning.
The record is the record.
He had no impact on winning. He didn't.
Yeah, all right. He clearly had an impact.
First of all, it's not
the, well, no, because the award is not who had the most impact on winning.
No, but my point is his defense wasn't that good.
What do you expect him to do? Hold a team to 50 points? His defense wasn't that good.
No,
you did not watch the game.
Not enough. Not enough. Not enough for him to lose.
For you to say that.
Not enough for him to lose 18 games in a row.
You better clean it up.
That's what I'm talking about. 18 in a row.
That sounds ridiculous. If you can sit here on
act like 18 losses in a row doesn't matter.
Victor Wembanyama's defense wasn't. Let me fit.
Go ahead.
One of us got to talk. If you can sit here on national radio and say Victor Wembanyama's defense wasn't good, you clearly didn't watch any games.
I said wasn't good to stop them from losing 18 in a row. And that is my point. Chris, that tells you about your vote that you didn't look into the whole thing about.
I did look into
it. No, I'm asking you about the 18 in a row didn't bother you at all.
No.
I'm asking you. Okay.
Because it's more than defense. If it was 3-on-3 like they used to play, the girls used to play in Iowa when I lived there, and one side only played defense, maybe it'd be different. Heck, he could have blocked 20 shots, held the team to 30% shooting, and you still could lose. You have to score.
So you're an analytics guy now. Winning doesn't matter.
No, it's not about analytics. I gave traditional numbers too. The shot blocking, three and a half blocks a game. Blocking 10% of the shot. Now, that's an analytic, but it's based off a traditional stat.
I'm just asking. You're just changing on me. That gray hair.
No, I take analytics into consideration, but seeing that he blocked more shots, like I said, more 7-block games than the rest of the top 5 shot blockers in the league combined, that's not analytics. That's a traditional stat. The dude was awesome. You watch a game and see.
Guess what? And guess what? Your vote goes for naught because everybody knows Mary.
But I don't vote.
Mary, you know what?
I don't vote.
It's not Wimby. Everyone knows it's not Wimby.
See, that's the difference. You vote, you must follow the crowd. Because I vote who I think deserves it. I don't vote who everybody else going to vote for. I mean, I may if I feel like it deserves it. But I don't say, you know what? Jokic is going to win MVP. Let me just vote for him.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob G, I mean, wow. Rob, so far so good for the WNBA. Caitlin Clark, of course, the highlight of last night's draft. She's picked number one going to the Indiana Fever.
It was incredible, Chris. 18 million people watched the WNBA draft last night.
2.5 million people watched it. It was their biggest show or biggest audience ever. Is that correct, Rob G?
That is correct, guys. A 300% increase in viewership from year to year.
Okay, and this is the best part. When I see her rookie contract, they could put it pennies in a wheelbarrow for her. Chris, the things that she did as far as she's going to get like $76,000. That's her contract.
Right. I mean, what, and?
$76,000?
Well, the league hasn't made money. I mean, so that's going to change if these ratings continue.
Chris.
Now, I do think, I don't know
their
CBA.
The league's been around 28 years.
No, I know, but they've been around 28 years, and everything she's doing is setting records. So I'm not predicting that it's about to, you know, turn the WNBA around, but I'm watching. I'm ready to see. I'm open to it if it happens. And if that happens, it will, you know, raise the amount of money that these women make. I don't know. I don't think they have the deal like the NBA where the NBA players get 50% of the league revenue.
You can't get 50% of get, zero is
yeah,
what I'm
well,
saying.
But even what they – yeah, I don't think they get anything like that. So they need to start making money and hopefully ultimately – you know, they won't ever make NBA money, but no, hopefully but they'll be able to at least get to a point where they can get 50%. You know what I'm saying?
But, Chris, that like her 4 years is like 70
– Oh, it is. Hey, it is what it – Rob, we don't watch – Let's just keep it real. People don't watch the WNBA.
And I say this with all, and I'm not trying to bust on Caitlin Clark, but with overtime, Rob G makes more than her. I'm just saying.
Barely.
But Rob G, am I wrong?
No, yeah, I mean that, yes.
Think about
but
that,
Rob,
Chris, what I,
mean,
I just
what,
said.
So why are you even harping on this?
Because she has a unique skill.
She going to get endorsements.
Okay, but she should be paid more than what they're paying.
If you go to a league that's struggling financially, it is what it is.
I
think she's going to make, you know, she's going to make her money in terms of endorsements and stuff like that.
Rob, can
and
you imagine Rob
G? Get them to a point where they can make some real money.
Can you imagine walking across stage when you were drafted in the first round by Fox Sports Radio as a producer and your contract is 35 cents? That's what it must have felt like for her.
You know what? I think her outfit and the jewelry she had on last night
right,
was
more
than
her
salary.
Salary.
But in all fairness, right,
look,
the previous...
I'm just saying, like, I don't get why... Like, you coming off, Rob, like you making fun of her.
But in fairness,
it's the
guys,
league. She ain't playing in the NBA. She playing in the WNBA, which nobody watches.
Right, and to your point, Chris, the previous high for a WNBA draft television ratings was set 20 years ago, 600,000 when Diana Taurasi went first. Okay, but, and Rob, you're not going to like this one, it's the first time that a women's draft drew more than 1 million viewers, and it surpassed the viewership of both the NHL and Major League Baseball drafts.
Oh.
Yeah, but baseball.
You know he didn't like that. Here he comes. Come on, Manfred Jr.
I'm a baseball guy, and ask me how many drafts I've watched. Go ahead. Rob G, how many do you think I've watched?
Zero.
How many baseball drafts I watched?
But the baseball draft, is it even on TV like that? Because
yeah, it's on MLB Network now, but Chris,
right,
it's never been on television.
Like them two, yeah.
And that's my point. Like, I've never watched a baseball draft.
Here's what I want to ask you. I wanted to get to this. Rob, the pressure's on her. And look, she's lived with pressures ever since she became a great basketball player. But... the league is riding on her shoulders, Rob. Let's keep it real. This is all because of Caitlin Clark. God bless Angel Reese and any of these other women. Nobody's tuning in. This is about Caitlin Clark. And if she's not a star, then all this is going to go away. I don't mean for her. I mean for the league, the interest. But if she is a transcendent star, if she plays as well as she did in college in the WNBA pretty much right away, then I think, you know, it'll boost the league as a whole, not just her, but the league as a whole. You agree with that? Like, if she's not that good, Rob, I think all of this attention for the WNBA – It might still be a little better than it used to before her, but it's going to pretty much fade.
Of course. All of it. Poof. Poof.
It's about her. The pressure's on. It's a lot to – heavy is the head that wears the crown.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.